Travel this land to the Rocky Mountains. Travel this land.
Welcome again to Travel This Land with Canada's own singing balladeer, Wiz Bryant. On today's program, Wiz takes us to the rugged coast of Labrador for the incredible tale of one of Canada's most fascinating folk heroes, the medical missionary Sir Wilfrid Grenfell in The Fisherman's Friend.
Famous in his lifetime, he is now largely forgotten. Another casualty in the long line of true Canadian folk heroes obscured by time. His name was Wilfrid Grenfell, and he was the first doctor to bring the miracle of modern medicine to the isolated northern fishing villages of Labrador. To the poverty-stricken people of this barren land, he was the fisherman's friend.
Waiting 'neath the darkening sky, in the fierce winter weather she'll cry, where the husky dogs curl near the fisher folk's door, where the ice flows to silently by. In the small fishing towns near the Strait of Belle Isle, there's a legend they tell of a man. They call him Grenfell of Labrador, the slow-talking fisherman's friend. And he steered by the morning star as it shined through the moon. And he laughed like a polar bear when he dreamed of a king.
Grenfell was born at Park Gate, England, in 1865. He entered the London Medical School and 2 years later was converted to Christianity by the American evangelist Dwight Moody. In 1888, one of his teachers suggested that Grenfell join the Royal National Mission to deep-sea fishermen. Grenfell was at once enthused with the idea of combining his love for the sea and adventure with his medical skill and his missionary zeal. In 1892, outfitting his own schooner with medical supplies, he set sail along the rugged North Atlantic coast of Labrador. Labrador is the mainland section of the province of Newfoundland and lies almost entirely north of the island, 20 kilometers across the Strait of Belle Isle. The long coast is indented by innumerable fjords, bays, and inlets which penetrate the rocky interior. Geologically, Labrador is part of the massive granite plateau known as the Canadian Shield. Most of coastal and northern Labrador is bare rock and barren tundra. Labrador's forbidding terrain and extreme climate support only sparse settlement. The Labrador Current, sweeping south from Arctic waters, chills the coast and clogs harbors with ice from December to May. Home of the Naskapi and Inuit natives, this frozen land was first occupied by Europeans focused on the wealth of the coastal fishery. This intrusion was fiercely opposed by the natives. But by the early 19th century, thousands of New England fishermen and whalers were descending on the coast each year. Settlement was begun by a few fishermen who stayed on each winter. They called themselves Liviers, which translated means, we live here.
There's a wild wind whipping the foam from the wave as the children race down to the sand. There's a fishing boat steering its course through the sea towards the rock coast, Labrador's land. Gray old man clouds are scudding the sky. Gray gulls, they circle and cry, breathing the salt air, the codfish and tar on the bleak coast of Labrador. And it's steered by the morning star as it shines through the moon. And it laughs like a polar bear when he dreams.
The small small coastal settlements of Labrador were among the most isolated, deprived, and neglected in the world. With the exception of the Moravian mission at Nain, Labrador was entirely without medical care, schools, or adequate housing. It was into this reality of incredible need that Grenfell piloted his schooner in the spring and summer of 1892. There were about 3,300 permanent settlers and around 1,700 Inuit scattered in small villages along the coast. Grenfell treated over 900 patients during the 3 months he spent sailing the Labrador coast and returned to the south inflamed with a desire to change forever the lives of these northern fishermen. Grenfell was a handsome and charismatic man, a great storyteller, and a forceful speaker. These qualities, combined with absolute conviction in the justice of his cause, easily gained him the friendship of wealthy and influential men. Grenfell traveled on speaking and lecture tours around the world in the winters, and laden with volunteers and financial aid, returned to the sea and the rugged northern coast that he grew to love passionately each spring to carry on his mission. His medical mission grew rapidly throughout the 1890s. Grenfell and his admiring followers built hospitals, orphanages, nursing stations, and established the first cooperatives in Newfoundland. Grenfell established his permanent headquarters at St. Anthony on the northern tip of Newfoundland. Grenfell was a prolific writer and forceful publicist. In the number of books he wrote and published on his work in Labrador, he often used artistic license in his description of life on the northern coast. It became difficult to tell where the fact ended and the fiction began in the tales of northern adventure that Grenfell began to spin for the journalists of America.
When the salt wind swept over the land, a dog sledding doctor raced the far northern trail, lobbing in his outstretching hand. And he's steered by the morning star, and it shines through the moon. And he laughed like a holy day when he dreamed of a day.
One incredible tale, however, was very true. Grenfell had set out alone across the ice on a mission of medical mercy. His dog sled team, mushing across the slushy ice of an inlet, suddenly found the ice unstable and it collapsed under them, and both Grenfell and the Huskies found themselves swimming in the freezing Arctic waters. Grenfell pulled himself and his dogs onto a small pan of ice as the night was falling. There was no hope of rescue, and Grenfell knew that something must be done or he would soon be frozen to death on the ice floe. Grenfell loved his Huskies deeply, and it was with great sorrow that he was forced to kill several of the dogs in order to save his own life. He skinned them and wrapped their warm and bloody hides around him to keep out the freezing cold. The remaining Huskies huddled close to him for warmth. As dawn approached, two fishermen high on a cliff above the inlet noticed some black, huddled shapes on the tiny ice floe below. Shouting excitedly, they manned a dory and rowed to Grenfell's rescue. Well, naturally, Grenfell's adventure made front-page news around the world. As his legend grew, so did the support for his medical mission. Most of Grenfell's financial support came from the United States of America, and in 1909, he married a beautiful Chicago heiress named Anne McClanahan. But his beloved Anne did not share Grenfell's zest for the barren northern world that he loved. More and more, she took him away from life on the coast. Growing friction with the mission to deep sea fishermen eventually led to a split. Grenfell established the Grenfell Association in 1912, and its practical medical work was carried on by dedicated, if autocratic, doctors. Grenfell himself became increasingly involved in the fundraising, and in 1927, with his beloved Anne, he retired to a more gentle climate in the green hills of Vermont. Grenfell's papers lie in the basement of the Yale Medical History Library. To the world, he's so influenced in his time, he is largely unknown. But to the people of coastal Labrador in Canada, he will forever remain the fisherman's friend.
The cruel sea lies waiting neath the darkening sky. In the fierce winter weather she'll cry, where the husky dogs curl near the fisher folk's door, where the ice flows too silently by. In the small fishing towns near the Strait of Belle Isle, there's a legend they tell of a man. They call him Grenfell of Labrador, the slow-talking fisherman's friend. And he's steered by the morning star as it shines through the mist. And he laughed like a polar bear when he dreamed of a king. There's a wild wind whipping up foam from the wave as the children race down to the sand. There's a fishing boat steering its course through the sea towards the rock coast, Labrador's land. Gray old man clouds are scudding the sky. Gray gulls, they circle and cry. Salt air, the codfish and tar on the bleak coast of Labrador. And it's steered by the morning star as it shines through the mist. And it laughed like a polar bear when he dreamed of her kiss. The fisherman's friend, a bold knight of mercy in a merciless land. When the ironclad winter had sealed the shore, when the salt wind swept over the land, a dog sledding doctor raced the far northern trail, lobbing in his outstretching hand. And he's steered by the morning star as it shines through the mist. And he laughed like the polar bear when he dreamed of a king.
You've been traveling this land with Canada's singing storyteller, Whiz Bryant. Please feel free to write to us with your comments. We would be delighted to hear from you. Thank you for listening. And join us again next time for another fascinating Canadian tale in story and song as we continue to travel this land.
To the Fraser Delta, travel this land to the Arctic Sea. Travel this land where the wild... The husky dogs curl near the fisher folk's door, where the ice flows too silently by. In the small fishing towns near the Strait of Belle Isle, there's a legend they tell of a man. They call him Grenfell of Labrador, slow-talking fisherman. Morning star as it shines through the mist.
wild wind whipping the foam from the waves as the children race down to the sand. There's a fishing boat steering its course through the sea towards the rock coast, Labrador's land. Gray old man clouds are scudding the sky. Gray gulls, they circle and cry. Breathing the salt air, the codfish and tar on the bleak coast of Labrador. And he's steered by the morning star as it shines through the over the land. A dog sledding doctor raced the far northern trail, lobbing his outstretched